You sent me a link to an article about school districts across the state, and there's more and more of them popping up. The latest was last week up in Bergen County that are pushing the start time for high school students. That's grade 9 through 12.
Yes.
Farther and farther into the morning. New Jersey currently is one of the states that has the earliest start times for school. I didn't realize that. There are schools in other parts of the country start at 10 a.m.
That's insane.
And they say the research says that because kids, especially with sports and extracurricular, you know, the kid plays violin or does theater like Lola does, that it ends up just affecting their grades anyway. So they might as well start later and stay later as opposed to making them get there early.
And I don't necessarily disagree with that. Like, I would prefer to sleep in and stay later. But the difficult part becomes if they're not leaving school until 4:30, 5 o'clock, and they do something outside of school.
Is it six of one, half dozen of another? If they're going to bed at midnight.
Right, so then they're up until 11 o'clock at night. Yeah. And so what is it? But I don't think 8:30 is unreasonable for a kid to start school.
Well, 8:20, 8:30 is now becoming the more common time here around the Great Garden State, at least.
What was it before? Does that article
7:50 was the typical time.
That is pretty early. Yeah. 7:50 is...
I think we started at 8 when I was in high school. I think so.
We started at 8, yes. And Lola starts at 8, but Grayson in elementary school starts at 8:30, which I think they do that in some of the districts because they need to give you time to get like one kid to school and go to the next
one.
And
I was going
to
say, that's the other thing, is the later they move it, it makes it harder for people that are working.
Right.
And they're not working from home.
Right.
They got to get to work, most of us, by 9 a.m.
And if they are in high school, they can probably get themselves to school. So
that's true.
Understand.
There are buses and that sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But it is more difficult when you have multiple children and one goes to school at 8 and the other one's at 10 and then they're done at 3 and this one's done, not done until 5. Sometimes they depend on the high schooler to watch the littler one. I mean, I don't know. I think 10 o'clock is the 10
you know what you do? You call up Joe's wife, you send your kid to her little nursery. You know, hang out there for half an hour, she'll get him there. After Joe finishes the show, he's like, oh yeah, Joe's school bus, let's go, bring the kids.
Marianne, we need you.
I think part of the discipline of school has nothing to do with education.
Sure.
It's the, you have to get your ass to school by 7:30.
Absolutely.
You know, you have to say please and thank you and be respectful of teachers. Like, none of that has anything to do with reading, writing, arithmetic, but I think it's good for kids.
Right.
Because otherwise, you know, I wouldn't be able to get up and, I hated getting up then, I hate getting up now, you know? But at least you learn how miserable life is for your whole life.
Now, that being said, if we could start the show at 10 a.m.,
sure,
I'd be a little bit more awake right now. Just throwing it out there.
There you go. Renegotiate your deal.
Yeah.
Take a vote and see if we can move to later in the day. Right here, right now. Time for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. This is why I like paper, because these screens is turned black for some reason.
It's tough.
It's because I don't move the mouse. I think that's what it is.
Oh, I see.
I don't know why that is.
It goes
to
sleep.
It's the same thing with the phone. It's like I'm looking at the phone and it closes. I got to figure out how to change this thing. I like to print things out.
Yeah.
And I like to drive a car with lots of gasoline.
Okay. I got it. You don't like the Tesla. I got it.
CBB, the Community Bulletin Board, every morning about 6:20 and 8:35. We share good things going on around town. People trying to make a difference. Businesses, organizations, community groups, sometimes charities putting on events, raising some funds for themselves, and we share them right here. If you got one, you can always text us. Boss Text Connect is 732-774-4444. You can get us on Facebook with a direct message or 1071theboss.com. Click Station Events, Community Events. You can always contact us right there, too. Ocean County St. Patty's Day Parade. Look for the Boss Roadies in the parade starting at noontime. That thing goes 24 blocks. Man, it's a
big parade.
It's a huge parade. Yes. And it's supposed to be a beautiful day on Saturday, 70 degrees or so. So this all worked out for him. Then on Sunday, Michelle's going to be out with the Boss Roadies for another Bruce Ticket Blitz in the Boss Party Suite. Get tickets to Bruce Springsteen, the E Street Band at the Prudential Center, April 14th. You win your tickets at the Value City Furniture location in Lakewood starting at noon on Sunday. With Michelle. Brunswick Square Mall hosting an Easter egg hunt and celebration that goes on Saturday 1 to 3. It's your own Easter egg cartoon and bunny ears.
Oh, that's cute.
Plus the yummy cookies and cupcakes, singing and dancing. They'll have a petting zoo so you meet actual little bunnies.
Inside the zoo?
Yeah, a little outdoor petting zoo in the parking lot. You know, they
all
block
right
off the parking
that's
lot.
That's fun.
And Easter egg hunt as well. Registration free, but the spots are limited. So sign up on their Facebook group right now. Make sure your kids get in on this. It's for grandkids, Brunswick Square on Facebook. The Robert J. Novins Planetarium in Toms River is hosting Family Science Night. And that's what the family loves is science. That goes on tonight from 6 to 7. Family Science Night integrates a dome show and activity about the science theme of the evening. Got to sell this a little harder, guys.
I like that.
No, I know you do. I know, but we got to keep a toddler interested. You know what I mean?
Go to the planetarium. It'll be great. Sounds like a fantastic night.
There's Pluto. It used to be a planet.
It's leave Pluto alone.
He's a dwarf planet
now. Leave him alone.
Ocean.edu/planetarium for all the details. I make fun of how Rochelle loves the planet Pluto so much that my phone listens to me talk about my phone. And has been sending me advertisements for t-shirts with Pluto on it. So if you think your phone doesn't listen to you.
Yeah, that's true.
Putin's listening to your phone and he's trying to sell you a cheap t-shirt. Let me tell you. Friends of Southern Ocean County Animal Shelter hosting pet pictures with the Easter money plus a bake sale. That's Saturday, 11 to 2. The PetSmart in Manahawkin. And all the bake sale profits and donations go to help local animals find new homes through the Southern Ocean County Animal Shelter. So great cause. We'd love to support our furry little friends. No doubt about that. CHD.org for the info. And there you are. A couple of things we thought you, yes, you needed to know this morning on your friendly neighborhood CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. We're almost there. Almost there. Almost ready for the weekend. There. Almost ready for a long break for Joe. He's traveling for the Easter holiday. There's a lot of excitement around here. Everybody's got that vacation mindset, which is kind of a good thing. It makes you feel like summer in here. You know, it's almost like Joe's walking around in flip-flops and shorts.
Over the next 2 weeks, all the schools are either off this coming week or the following week, you know, so... Yeah. A lot of kids are off from school. Parents go away, put their kids on the plane. You know, if you're heading to the airports, allow a lot of extra time because it's going to be a zoo.
I told you the kids are, our kids are off this week.
They have
school,
this week.
Which
this
is a,
week.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's a little strange, I guess. But anyway, they're with us all week long. And we usually just go with one car because we do everything together. And we decided it was stupid a year or so ago to have two cars. But when Rochelle does have stuff to do and I got stuff to do, so like when the kids need to be occupied, we rent a car. So she's rented a Tesla for the week, and that means you got to go in. Yeah, well, really, she just rented the basic economy car, and because she goes there so often, the guy hooks her up and gives her the Tesla because I think he knows that you like it.
He calls me Miss Tesla, actually, because I'm every time I go in, he's like, I'll say, how much is it to upgrade to the Tesla? And he's just like, just take it. Nobody pays the upgrade. Just you could have it.
Just go.
Just go.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with having a rental car guy.
No, it's not.
It's always good to have a guy, no matter what you need.
He knows me.
If you need something, it's good to have a guy.
Absolutely.
So as you know, Joe, she's going to charge this thing, and it charges every other day or so. You drive it 60, 70 miles, you got to charge it a little bit. And if you don't charge it the whole way, and of course she's impatient, right?
Yes.
You don't fill it up to 100%, you got to charge it more often than you otherwise would. So anyway, she comes home yesterday, so she goes to the charging station and said, I ran into a friend at the charging station. I said, what's this about now? Tell me the story. Make sure
I
get it
right.
I
don't know if I'd say a friend.
Well, I'm being facetious.
Everybody at the little charging station, they all kind of look at each other when you drive up because it's all people in Teslas. And
Wait a minute. Now, is it only Teslas? Are there
because it's just a Tesla charging station. So the charging ports are made specifically for a Tesla.
So if you get the electric car from Toyota, you can't.
Go to a different one.
All right.
You got to go to a different
one. Joe, I don't know about you, but I've never plugged in a car before. You ever done this?
No.
Yeah, so I don't know anything about it.
Nor will I probably ever in my entire life, but go ahead.
You just plug it in. It's just you just plug it in like you would anything else, like into a wall outlet. There's a little cord like you'd pump the gas, and you plug it into the back.
But unlike the gas station, this is kind of a communal place for other weasels driving these electric cars.
Well, here's the thing. When you charge it, if you're going to charge it all the way and you don't, it takes 20 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Could take a little longer, a little less, depending on how much you already have. But the Tesla is really fun that once you turn off the car, there's all these features on the screen that you can sit in your car and play. You can do karaoke.
I don't want an advertisement for Tesla.
No,
what happened at the charging station?
The other thing that people do was they will get out and they will go and walk around, or they'll go to the mall if it's at the one at the mall charging station. Or they'll just sit outside their car, and that's what happened.
Awful.
Yesterday, and I had the kids with me, and so I'm charging the car, and they like to play with the fart sounds on the car. And so Grayson...
Oh, yeah, you know about this?
Wait a minute. The car makes fart sounds?
Yes. Yeah, so you can...
All kinds of sound effects.
Oh, yeah. So you can make it fart in the... So if you have someone sitting in the car, you can, like... play a prank on them and make the car fart underneath them, or you can hit the horn and it'll be a fart sound. So this is what Grayson is doing.
Sure.
Is he's making the car fart. And there's a gentleman sitting outside of his car.
I hate everything about these cars. I hate everything about them. I hate that Elon Musk guy's face, and I hate everything about these cars.
Grayson is farting, and I could see the guy next to me laughing, and he comes and stands up and starts to walk towards us at the car. And so I get out, and I was like, oh, hi, sorry. He's just having fun. He was like, oh, how long have you owned a Tesla? And he just starts talking to me. And of course, I'm making up crap. I'm like, oh, this is my second Tesla, actually. I don't want to seem like I'm the rental guy at the
What's
Tesla
wrong,
place.
Pop?
I don't know. Well, I'm talking to this guy, and then he's like, so, Are you single?
I'm like, there you go.
No, I'm very much married. He goes, oh, well, he's a lucky guy. I'm like, okay, I gotta go.
His romance at the charging station.
What's, I gotta go. I just thought we were talking about the farting sounds.
What's this guy look like?
He was an older gentleman. Oh, I don't know. He's
Don't call him. Don't call him a gentleman trying to pick up a woman at the charging station.
I don't know.
Doesn't sound like a gentleman to me at all.
I don't know. I mean, he wasn't being gross about it. He just asked if I was single, and I mean, first of all, I clearly have a ring on my finger and a child in the car playing with the fart sound.
Well, that
so,
doesn't mean anything. But
no, it doesn't. But I'm, you know, it
listen.
Was like,
all of this aside, again, Joe, this whole thing where you get these people and we're all hanging out by the charging station, we're picking right. up people, we're making friends. Right. I hate everything about this. This goes against right. everything in the core of right. my soul. God, it makes my
agree.
Makes my skin crawl. Jeez.
I agree. I totally agree.
I like
I totally agree. You know, you should get now that you're going to have to like put a pineapple flag or something on the car.
No.
You're all right. At the Tesla station.
Tell you what I'm doing is buying myself a gas guzzling Hummer.
The big one, the original one.
That's right. And those polar bears can go to hell.
Hey.
That's right.
That's horrible.
You know why? Because it's the American way, darn it.
That's horrible.
The H1. The one that goes over everything.
Vroom, vroom. Had a little announcement to make this morning. It's already up on the website, 1071theboss.com. But the voting is complete. I want to say congratulations to our winners in the Foreigner Choir Contest. We were looking for choir a cappella music group from a local school.
Yes.
To open up for Foreigner Loverboy, which concert's going to be presented at PNC Bank Art Center by 1071 The Boss. Labor Day weekend, September 3rd. Thank you for your votes. They posted videos of themselves doing a cappella, a classic rock and roll song. And the winners are the Spartones. Spartones are a a cappella group from Steinert High School in Hamilton.
Oh, okay.
They'll be performing live at PNC Bank Art Center, opening up for Loverboy Foreigner, which, by the way, is their farewell tour.
Yes.
So congratulations to everybody who participated. They did Never Break the Chain, you know, the Fleetwood Mac song.
They sounded great. I was reading their bio when they first put it up, and they're kind of a newly formed group. So to considering how new they are, they're fantastic. They really are.
Steinert High School in Hamilton. That's down by where Michelle lives, I think. I got a little YouTube clip here. Let me see if I can get this to play on the air here. That's pretty good, right?
They're great.
Now, keep in mind that audio is being recorded from somebody in the audience. So.
Sure.
But this is one of the reasons, in addition to performing, opening up for Loverboy and Foreigner, $500 for their school's music program and a Bose PA system. So,
yes.
You know, they were just in the auditorium singing a cappella, and we'll hook them up with that. So
that's so great.
Congratulations to those guys. That is very cool stuff. 1071theboss.com if you want to see that complete video. Joe, I'm starting to get more and more angry text messages here.
Yeah.
Talk about the Sox and Yankees. Got one guy. This was interesting. He said he hears me rant. I don't think I was ranting, but he says I was ranting. And he says that he pictures Rochelle, the voice of reason, he calls her, looking like Stevie Nicks.
Mm-hmm.
He pictures,
I'm okay with that.
Pictures you looking like Robert De Niro. I don't know where he gets that from. Now he says, I look like, this is his quote, the short, chubby guy from American Pickers, the reality show.
Yep.
No, I just,
Frank.
Is it Frank? Is that his
That's
name?
That's his name, Frank. Yeah, I couldn't Frank. Think of it.
I Googled short fat guy, American Pickers came out. He doesn't look that. He kind of looks like the man versus food guy. He's all right. He's not an ugly man.
Frank.
No, he's not ugly.
I'll go with that.
Yeah.
Right.
None of those are bad comparisons. I'm all right with looking like Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, no.
I'm cool with that.
No.
I don't believe that I was ranting, however, but.
What he said was, we crack him up. So he likes the rants.
Robbie's rant about
baseball.
He
likes the rants,
said.
Though. It's funny
ranting.
To him.
That's right. You know what? Next Generation starts today. Anthony Volpe.
Yeah.
Kid from Watchung. Went to Del Barton.
True.
He'll be the starting shortstop for New York Yankees.
Got a call from a Nick Farmer. Told us back in the 60s he was there for one of Mickey Mantle's home runs.
That's so cool.
Now imagine seeing that up close. So like I say, plenty of history at Yankee Stadium.
Absolutely.
I'm not disparaging that for one second.
I remember seeing Mickey Mantle, I'm right at the end. I barely remember him. But, I mean, he was almost done by the time I got there. I went to a ton of opening days over the years. And you know, it's always back when, like you said, it didn't cost you $300 to sit in the upper deck.
Right.
But yeah, I used to go a lot. And a whole lot. But, you know, it's great. I remember going out 2 years they played at Shea Stadium and driving out, going all the way out to Shea.
Mm.
To And it was funny. My father always said, I don't want you on a subway. Take the Long Island Railroad. Here's extra money. And of course, we'd take the subway, and we would, because it was like $1.50, whatever it was, and the Long Island Railroad was like $3.50, which just happened to be enough for a beer.
Yeah.
So we kept the Long Island Railroad money and used it for beer.
Got a beer.
But, yeah, that was fun.
I don't know why I'm thinking of this, but there's a great story about Joe DiMaggio after his career playing baseball, and he's at a fancy restaurant. This is after the Mrs. Robinson song comes out, and right. He runs into Paul Simon and goes up to him and goes, I understand you're the kid that wrote that song about me. And he said, well, sir, this song's not exactly about you. He goes, why'd you say, where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? I'm right here.
I'm right here.
Yeah. That was a great. It's like, Mr. DiMaggio, with all due respect, and it's all due respect, I'm not sure you understand the lyric of the song.
Right.
Right here.
Anthony Volpe, baby.
Yes, I know. It's great. I'm happy for him. I am. You want to have the captain call up and sing Boston Sucks to me over the phone? Is it going to be
great? The great Yankee shortstops like Phil Rizzuto,
yeah.
Bucky Dent.
Sure.
Oh, Bucky Dent, you must love him. I know you love him. And then, of course, the great Derek Jeter, the captain.
To tell you the truth, I think I dislike the Mets more. Is there the 1986 World Series?
See, you know what that was? That was the baseball guys messed up. They screwed up. And yeah. They had the Red Sox and the Mets in the World Series, and they messed up. So what they figured at the end they were going to screw somebody, so they got to screw the Red Sox more than the Mets. That's all that was about. That was a mistake. That should have never happened.
Mm-hmm.
The Mets and the Red Sox in the World Series. At that point, obviously, it's changed a lot, but... Did you ever see that? And I know we're late, but you ever see that that there's a thing on TV about when the Mets won, and there was a kid in Boston who was dialing the phone all the digits except for the last one. So in the last out, he called his uncle.
No,
and he goes to do it. Anyways, does it again. And he does it like four times, and the ball goes through Buckner's legs. You lose.
Yeah, that clip just, I can't listen to it without getting upset. Ball goes through Buckner. It's over.
That's right.
Gives me goosebumps still. It's like all the humanity. It's the same
and that thing. Was game six. They had another shot to go game seven. And
yeah, I know
they
that,
lost
Joe.
Game
that's,
seven. Yeah.
That's great. Once again, just do the traffic.
3-2, and they blew it.
All right.
Enough. Shea Stadium. Queens, New York.
Don't mind me. I'm just the fat guy from American Pickers. How about this? This should be a... non-controversial topic. Movies this weekend. A couple big openings. A lot of buzz about Dungeons & Dragons, the movie.
Yeah.
Honor Among Thieves is the subtitle. You get Chris Pine in this movie.
A lot of big stars. But
is it Chris Pratt or Chris Pine? It must be Chris Pratt. He's also got the Super Mario Brothers movie coming out.
Yeah.
And he's also got Guardians of the Galaxy Part 3 coming out. So
right.
Big year for him. Now, there's a guy. Now, I'll say this. I'm not rooting for the Yankees, but if they do well, they're a great organization, right?
Sure.
I am rooting against... Chris Pratt, because he's got no business playing Super Mario. It's ridiculous. That movie's next week. And Dungeons & Dragons this weekend has also got Michelle Rodriguez, who you know from the Fast and the Furious movies out. And there's a new one. You and I might need to go see this. I don't know that it's in wide release. It's one of those kind of indie films.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of buzz about it, especially for people that are fans of music, classic music. It's called Spinning Hits, and it's about the debauchery behind the scenes at Casablanca Records.
Oh,
which
that's
is the
fun.
Record label that had a bunch of disco artists and had Kiss in the early days.
Yes.
So you can imagine the crazy stories and the behind the scenes shenanigans.
Lots of fun parties there.
People being paid cash to do illegal things and all of that. So that's going on at the movies this weekend. Thought I'd go ahead and suggest those if you're looking for something to see.
Absolutely.
Bring the kids, see a little movie about Casablanca Records.
Maybe don't do that.
Or maybe not.
Maybe see Shazam or, you know.
Terrible reviews.
Does it really?
Terrible.
Oh, the kids really want to see it.
Ant-Man, no terrible good. Reviews.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
And I got to imagine the Super Mario movie is going to have terrible reviews, too.
I know.
Creed
I
mixed
to
reviews, but that's still the number two movie in America right now, Creed Part 3.
I need to see Creed again because it was ruined when we went to the theater with those kids screaming the whole time.
Well.
Can't.
There's probably going to be nobody in the movie theater. Go see Spinning the Hits. So maybe we'll go.
There we go.
We'll go see the Casablanca Perfect. Records movie. And time for hashtag mom.
Confessions.
Every morning, 7:20 and 9:20, we check our socials. We look for that hashtag and we hear from moms, grandmoms, occasionally from dumb dads. And we share them just like this.
Michelle Cameron said, my kid is whining to me that he thinks it's not fair that I get to do whatever I want. He's doing this as I've just finished scrubbing the dog's vomit off the carpet, and now I'm cooking 3 different dinners for the family.
Tell him stop feeding that dog.
That's right.
That's the problem.
Kevin, the dad, said, nobody warns you that when you have kids, you suddenly become an event planner.
Got to keep them busy.
You do.
It's your funeral if you don't.
Just keep them busy. Rebecca Mackey said, helpful literary criticism for my sixth grader. If there is a dog on the cover of the book and the book has won an award, I will not read it because the dog definitely dies.
Yeah, that's true. There's sad ones. Like a country music song.
They always win the awards. This is horrible.
There's war and cancer and something horrible and all those sad country music songs.
I don't want to read that.
I know. It's Can I get a mom confession out of you, by the way? I have noticed something with the kids being with us for this week that you seem to have changed a rule that was a long-standing rule in the house. You're letting them watch their iPad at the table.
I knew you were going to say something. I was waiting until you said something.
Yeah, what is up with that?
I only let Grayson watch the iPad because we weren't having family dinner.
I was having dinner. The past
but
two nights.
It wasn't a family dinner. It
so
was just
because I was the last one to eat, he's allowed to play those obnoxious videos.
Well, if you didn't want him to, then he would just be sitting there and whining. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I thought, is that you took the path of least resistance and said, screw Robbie and his dinner.
I did. I'm sorry. Well, he had already eaten. He was just sitting at
the table. Let him watch video games while he tries to eat his meal at the end of a long, hard day.
He wanted to sit with you.
I understand that, but I was curious why you changed your rule.
I didn't change a rule. We weren't having family dinner. So during family dinner, there's no pads or phones at the table.
You know, you're like a politician. You're weaseling your way out of...
There was no family dinner.
I have clearly caught you in a lie, and now you're going back on what you say. You're like Mitch McConnell. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Please don't ever compare me to Mitch McConnell ever again.
Well, you wear the same shoes.
Okay.
Hashtag mom. Every morning, 7:20 and 9:20, send one in. You might hear yours right here. Well, it's Thursday, so of course it's a thirsty Thursday, at least in our mind. And that's why we started this little tradition. And here it comes again. Time for Tipsy or Toddler. We've lined up some phone callers. Number one question we get about Tipsy or Toddler, even people that work here at the radio station, even from Joe, is that can't be real, right?
Yeah.
No, these stories are real. Now, grant you, we call these people up and they say, well, so what's your story? All right, you got to tell the story and then keep it short.
Yeah.
And then we share, and these are real stories.
Yes.
At least they swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help them God.
That's right.
And we try and figure out, did this happen when they were a little kid or a drunk person?
Mm-hmm.
Henceforth, hair a towel, Tipsy or Toddler.
That's right.
Are you ready? Line one.
Ready.
This is Angie.
I caught a curtain on fire while trying to light a fart.
A fart?
Yeah.
Did you say a fart?
Yeah, you've seen this gag. Kids love this. Where you use a lighter when someone farts and it causes a little little burst of flame because of the sulfur.
I'm gonna hope you were a toddler. I have no commentary on this. I'm just gonna hope.
No,
you
I think
a
she's
toddler.
A drunk adult.
I hope not. That's so embarrassing for you if you are.
I think you're tipsy, Angie. What's the deal?
I was a drunk adult. I'm trying to mimic my boyfriend who did it successfully earlier in the night.
Uh-huh.
I lit one of those long lighters and tried it, but couldn't fart. As I stood up, I still had the trigger pressed, and there was a flame coming out. I fell into a curtain, and it caught fire in a second.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
And fire don't mix.
That's...
You know, my favorite part is she used one of the big, long...
Oh, of course.
The big, long one, not the little cigarette lighter.
Yeah, you don't want to burn your butt. Oh.
Line three.
I knocked the tooth out while skipping.
Knocked the tooth out while skipping. I'm going to say another drunk adult. I think this is another tipsy.
I'm going to go toddler. I haven't skipped. I don't even know if I know how to skip anymore.
Skip to Malou?
Yeah, I'm going to say you were a toddler.
I was a drunk adult.
I knew
what?
It.
So I was skipping down the Ave in Delray when my toe accidentally caught a cracked sidewalk and I fell forward and my tooth actually got entangled with an older woman's shawl.
What?
By the time I landed, the tooth was gone. I am not sure if it was the shawl or the concrete that took it out. My toothless self just kept going.
Ouch.
Probably don't remember much about the whole situation.
Ouch.
I mean, these are kind of cringeworthy today, aren't they?
Yeah.
All right, back to line one.
I branded my brother with a butter knife.
Branded your brother with a butter knife. I'm going to say little kid.
I've been getting them wrong all day, but I'm going to say tipsy this time.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right, no, I say toddler. What's the deal?
I was a little kid.
Okay.
He saw this in a movie and thought it was badass, so he insisted I do this. And I just figured his arm pretty fast, so we had to go to the emergency room. And 30 years later, that amazing scar is still a hot topic of conversation.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure. We've had many calls like this where people say, and my mother still talks about the fact that my brother and I did this when we were kids.
Oh, that had to be so painful.
Sure.
I don't know why. I don't care how cool it looks. That sounds so painful. Why would you want to do that?
All right, here's Tom.
I got caught doing an upper decker in my neighbor's bathroom.
What's an upper decker?
He's pooping in his neighbor's bathroom.
Oh.
I think. Is that what that
upper
means?
Decker means? I don't know what that means. I'm gonna go
drunk? I'm saying drunk.
Tipsy, yeah.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah.
I hated my neighbor, but he didn't know it. He was having a party one night, so I wandered over and headed to his master bathroom. That's when I performed the upper decker. His girlfriend at the time walked in and caught me.
Okay, we just got a text in. It's not just taking a number two. It's doing it in the top portion of the toilet.
Oh.
So that when someone flushes, the water comes out dirty instead of clean.
Oh, I never heard that
That's
before.
That's disgusting. That's so... You have to clean your whole toilet if you did that.
I like that there's a real phrase for that. I just assumed it meant
That's
you were...
That's disgusting.
Because listen, it's bad enough to go number two at someone's house when you don't really know them that well, is it not?
Oh my gosh.
All right, we can't end on that.
Why would you do that? That's so gross.
Let's squeeze in one more. Back to line three.
I got ran over by a cow.
You got ran over by a cow.
You must have been in brick.
I'm going to say he's a little kid.
I'm going to say you were tipsy.
No, toddler.
I was a little kid. The cow we had on the farm hated me. One day, for no reason at all, the cow speared me into the side of the stall, and I ended up breaking my thumb. Believe it or not, cows can be vicious monsters.
Well, I don't know about that. But
they're not vicious monsters.
Vicious monsters? I think you're just
sure,
afraid of
wasn't
cows.
A bull? It
yeah, right. Cow. Sir, are we talking about a bull or a cow? Did it have horns?
Right.
Were you in Pamplona?
Wow.
Well, that's enough of that. Era, another exciting edition of Tipsy or Toddler. Thank you, phone callers. By the way, I got to mention quickly here, someone forwarded me, I love these lists. I think we were talking about Wallet Hub the other day in New Brunswick.
Mm-hmm.
It has the best credit score of any city in the country.
Yeah.
Best cities for outdoor weddings. Worst city, Newark, New Jersey. Comes in number one or as the worst.
Well, I don't know that there's very many scenic views or venues that you're going to want.
Hey, check out this power plant. Beautiful.
So I guess I get that.
You can almost see the train station and the Prudential Center from the backyard.
A little smog above you.
It's funny. There seems to be smog just there. Isn't that crazy? Charleston, South Carolina, the number one destination for an outdoor wedding, followed by Fort Lauderdale. Huh. Let me tell you, you're doing a wedding in Fort Lauderdale, things have gone terribly wrong, okay? But yeah, Newark is the absolute worst city in the country, followed by North Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
If even the Elvis wedding chapel won't take you, there's North Las Vegas for your wedding.
Right into the desert.
Thank you for sending that along. I don't know, it's just an email address guy. I didn't say what his name was.
Oh,
it could be a woman. I don't know. Could be a dog for all I know.
Maybe they had an outdoor wedding in Newark and found it very amusing.
You should warn people about this. It's terrible. You know what I always think about when I think of Newark, though, is there are some nice developments here. Remember we had the guy that's married to one of the housewives? I forget who it was. One of the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yeah.
And I made a joke about real estate. He's like, actually, I own those buildings.
He did.
I'm like, you do?
That was awkward.
I can't remember who that was, but he was feuding with Teresa Giudice.
That's
right. All right, time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. I can't believe I know things about Teresa Giudice. Big old trending stories. I'm ashamed of myself. We thought you needed an OB in the know from number five to number one, and you too could connect with us anytime on the website, on any of the socials, wherever you get your podcast. We have one. Just search us or right there, Robbie and Rochelle on the morning page. Number five. Well, you know what you need this morning? You need a guy who sounds like Meatloaf. Here's video from a karaoke bar. This was out in Idaho, and boy, this guy really does sound like Meatloaf. You know that I'd do anything for love song?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you what, that guy is darn good.
Wow.
If I was at the bar, I'd be like, oh, yeah. You know, people start banging on the table.
That's karaoke?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, I'm not saying he's quite as good as Meatloaf. Meatloaf is one of the great rock voices, but this guy could easily go out and do one of those cabaret shows.
Yeah, he was fantastic. I could listen to the whole song.
Man, we'll send him to North Vegas. Play one of those off-brand casinos up there.
Yeah.
It's a tribute to Meatloaf. Nice job, buddy. Number four, there's a family in Canada. Oh, good. Family in Canada says that they came home from vacation and found a goat had moved into their home. The goat apparently wanders the house, the property. Sometimes they let him into the house. This is Tanya Mole talking about the goat, which they've decided to allow to live in the house.
I came home, I was unloading the car, and all of a sudden, I saw something chewing on the plastic. So I opened up the door, and a big old billy goat came out.
Now he's living in the house, living a cush life.
I am all for animals. Yeah. Anybody who knows me knows that I love animals.
But he's a wild billy goat.
But he's a billy goat.
I mean, maybe if you got a big piece of property, you let him live in the backyard. Yeah. I guess I can understand that.
Yeah.
But I mean, the thing could eat your cat.
I just am thinking about your carpet because they're going to eat your carpet. Your carpet is going to be gone. And do they really want to live on your couch? It's a goat. I don't know.
It probably does. Probably very comfortable. But you put a diaper on a goat or what are you doing?
I don't know. Diaper.
I mean, you got to do something.
They have udders, so I don't know. Cause I don't know how that would work.
Honey, you got to milk the goat. Is that a euphemism? Or also, you invite people over the house, and I understand these are clearly woodsy people live somewhere in the middle of nowhere in Canada.
Yes.
Like the Yukon Territory.
Right.
But people come over the house, you get a pet goat. They're going to be like, oh, isn't that cute? Then you leave, you go, what the f*** was with the goat? They have a f***ing goat.
Something.
I know. I got to watch you with the bleep button.
You do all day today.
Yeah, I know. Bonus story for you. Here's a guy from North Carolina. Bought his wife a Maserati from that Carvana for her birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Then the police ship, excuse us, sir, FBI, turns out the car was stolen. Now, he bought it legally, but it was a stolen car.
Oh, my gosh.
Carvana says they paperwork at forged. They didn't realize it was a stolen car. It's valued $68,000. This is Jason Scott.
Was excited to have it coming down the hill. Got out the car. Everything was fine. That's when they found out that the vehicle was stolen.
Yeah. Listen, hey, honey, look at this. Put the big red bow on it. All of a sudden, the police are there. You think you're married to a drug dealer.
If you're buying a Maserati out of a vending machine...
Maseratis are not for you.
It's probably not the car for you.
I don't think we mentioned this, but I saw a story out in Long Island that the big Ferrari Maserati dealership out there was robbed, and they stole four of them, and they still have not been found. Yeah, in the middle of the night, it was like a George Clooney movie.
Better check the Carvanas.
Yeah, maybe that's what happened. I didn't even think of that.
Oh, my gosh.
Number three, well, you know, this is going to be good. It's a Florida story because, of course, it's always Florida. A sheriff in Polk County, this is Sheriff Grady Judd, who I believe we've heard from before.
Mm.
I feel like Grady Judd is, he's like Dr. Fauci. He likes being on the news.
Uh-huh.
He said they got security cam of a girl who's on spring break this week, decides to drop a load in someone's backyard, and she is still in Lister looking for her. They say it's not in his state, not going to allow this kind of tomfoolery, not on his watch, not Sheriff Grady Judd.
We have trespassing. It involves a lady that's gone into the hedge area, and she's popped a squat and showed us her shiny rear end.
Well, clearly she's been bleaching. That's a good thing.
Oh, God.
Sheriff Judd is impressed with your bleaching.
That's so gross.
I don't know why, but it's just surprising to me that a law officer, an officer of the law, knows the phrase pop a squat.
Pop the squat.
Somehow that just makes me uncomfortable as a taxpayer. But.
It's sad that it sounds like a tipsy or toddler story. I got to be honest.
A shiny rear end.
Gross.
How shiny is it that you noticed that?
I don't know.
And mentioned it in the press conference. Only... in Florida. Yeah. Number two, have you been following this Gwyneth Paltrow trial?
Kind of.
It's not as good as the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp thing, but it's pretty good. Gwyneth testified that the collision she had on the ski slope, that's what this is about. This guy is suing her saying he was injured on the ski slope.
Run.
Yeah, she ran into him and then took off.
Mm-hmm.
She said she did that because she felt as though she had been sexually assaulted. Now, I don't want to joke about such a thing, but she's on the stand and she says the two skis from the man came between my skis, which forced my legs apart, which forced me to fall down. Briefly, his body pressed against mine, and we both made a strange grunting noise. It was like an unwanted sexual advance. Gwen, if you hit a guy on skis, you hit him on your skis on a ski mountain.
Yeah, I don't think
you ran into the guy. That's why there was grunting. You fell down.
Right. He didn't intentionally put his skis in between your legs. That's
you
how
ran
he
into
fell.
The man on a ski lift. Now, I'm not saying she meant to.
No, of course. It was an accident.
But that's what happened.
Well, she had to come up with some defense, right? I don't know.
Just pay the guy and move on. You sound like a loony bin.
Well, she is a loony
I guess
bin.
So. And frankly, to the people who go through a horrible crime like that, it makes them.
It does.
You're on a ski lift. What the hell is the matter with her? See, it was more fun watching Johnny Depp because who? No one gets hurt. No one cares.
That's right. That's right.
What was that thing? The Mondo wine. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Mondo wine. Mondo amounts of wine.
That's right. And then he giggles and goes, I suppose it was. Oh, Johnny Depp, you're a delight. Number one, 16% of people say they always eat ice before it melts when they're drinking a beverage has ice in it. 16%, but that's before it melts. 40% say they do it sometimes. I am shocked by that. Now, I can understand eating the ice after. It's kind of like you have a great drink and you don't want the experience to end. You chew on the ice afterwards, but you're going to munch. You're going to get the ice out before your drink is done.
It depends on the ice.
What does that mean?
If it's like that hospital ice, those little cubes
that
are crunchy.
What is it with you in this hospital ice?
Have you ever had it? I don't know if you've experienced the splendor of hospital ice, because you know what? I know you haven't, because if you have, you would not question it. It's amazing.
I mean, it's crushed ice. I understand what it is.
It's not like crushed ice you get from the refrigerator. That's just crap that makes a mess all over the floor. This is amazing. It tastes good. It does.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you go run into Gwyneth Paltrow in a ski lift, then you can have all the hospital ice you want. She'll come stick her foot up your ass, and then you go to the hospital, enjoy yourself, have a nice slush.
Perfect. Right?
Thursday, world-famous celebrity birthday file, Norah Jones, 44 today. She won't do it, but Rochelle does a fabulous Norah Jones impression. I'm going to have to get some tequila in her to get it out of her,
but it's
real good. Mark Consuelos, the new co-host of Live with Regis and Kelly Lee.
All right.
He's 52. I don't think Kelly Lee or Regis are people anymore.
Nope.
But Celine Dion, 55 today. Again, I know she does an impression, but she wouldn't do it.
I can't do it. It's her birthday. It's just not nice.
Pierce Morgan, Ian Ziering from 90210, Tracy Chapman, MC Hammer celebrating his birthday today. He's 61. Why are you laughing at that? It's just his birthday.
I hear MC Hammer and I see the pants and I see him moving and like I just picture the whole thing in my head.
Our buddy Paul Reiser been on the show. He's 67. I love Paul Reiser. Eric Clapton, one of the big douchebags in rock and roll.
Wow.
78 today.
Wow.
Ask anybody who's been him. He's rude, miserable person. Oh, yeah. Yeah, real tough to deal with.
That's a bummer. I love his music.
Well, I'm not saying anything about his music. He's very talented. He's the jerk.
Okay.
Warren Beatty, 86 today. John Astin from the Addams Family. He's 93. Peter Marshall, 97, the original host of Hollywood Squares, still kicking. Can we double check that? Are we sure he's alive? I feel like he's dead.
We could double check.
He's one of those people so old that I think he's dead, but maybe he's alive. National Doctor's Day, National Folding Laundry Day as well. That sounds like an exciting afternoon.
Right.
Get you some of that hospital ice.
He's alive.
And we can confirm that Peter Marshall is alive.
He is alive.
And he's in the 97
club. Born in 1926. He's alive.
Wow. Him and Dick Van Dyke. Well, I apologize, Mr. Marshall, for assuming you must be dead.
Uh-huh.
That was a terrible thing to say. Paul Lynn used to be on Hollywood Squares.
It's pretty
you see?
Good.
Yeah. It all makes sense if you know, you're 97. 1-2 ringy dingy. I love Paul Lynn. He was great.
Yeah, he was great.
Matter of fact, Art Volo was in here, you know our buddy Art Volo, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, he had a comedy album on CD that he brought me of Paul Lynn's nightclub act. It's hilarious. Oh,
that's funny.
That's really
funny.
He's great. I think when Lily Tomlin would do that, one ringy dingy, two. Remember she had that character on?
Yep.
I think she was doing Paul Lynn, wasn't she? But anyway, happy birthday to Peter Marshall.
Hospitalized. There is nothing better.
Yes. See?
Nothing better. And you know what else is great in a hospital, too? Unfortunately, you have to be in a hospital for it to get it, is when they have the blankets that are warm.
Oh, yes. Those are so nice. Yes,
those blanket warmers are fantastic.
You mean like an electric blanket?
No. They have these warmers that they fold, and they put the blankets in the warmer, and then if you have surgery or something, your circulation is bad, so you're freezing, and they put these like hot blankets on you, and it just feels so good.
Oh, it is the best. It is the best.
Oh, it is.
Isn't it a good thing that I have never had a surgery, I've never had a hospital stay, I've never been admitted to the hospital?
That's a great thing.
I'm other than over-the-counter things, you know, like aspirin, I'm on no medication. I mean, isn't this a good thing about how sturdy I am? You got to be proud of it.
Nobody said it's a bad thing, but if you have to be in the hospital, the hospital ice and the warm blankets are fantastic.
Right. They're fantastic.
Yes.
And Joe, you will vouch for Rochelle and say that the hospital ice is different than the crushed ice you get from the little thing on your refrigerator.
I don't think it's really any different. It's just that it's when you're there and you need it, it's awesome. It's just shaved ice.
It's not like the chips that you get from your refrigerator.
Right.
It has a different texture. So when you chew on it, it doesn't like hurt your teeth.
Yeah, it's just almost like a slushy kind of thing. Yeah.
Like a snow cone, but like a little bigger pieces than the snow cone.
Well, if I do end up in the hospital, I expect somebody to bring me some Drambuie and scotch and then get arrive at that hospital
ice. Would be great.
Nice little frost on the top. That'd be nice.
Yeah, I don't think they do that, but I'm just, but the ice itself is just tremendous.
So
you
good.
Get that, the warm blanket, it's almost worth being in there.
Yep.
Well, I hope it never happens to me. Trying to get through life without ever being admitted to the hospital.
There you go.
I gave it a shot, but it didn't last very long.
Knock on wood. How old were you when you first were admitted to the hospital? If you don't mind my asking. Over 50?
Oh, no. First time I was admitted in the hospital, I was like 23. Tried to put a fire out at the AMP like an idiot, and I got smoke inhalation.
Oh, my gosh.
Could have let the thing burn to the ground. But it was, they had a fire. Some moron came in and threw a lighter fluid in where the brooms were
and set it on fire.
And me being, you know, the good boy that I am, instead of running out of the store, I tried to put it out. And I kind of was mostly successful with that. But then, you know, I breathed in all that smoke and they brought me to the hospital.
Yeah, wow. So, man, I didn't know that about you. That's a crazy story. I was assuming the first time in the hospital is when you had some of your more recent stuff. That's crazy.
No. Right. I was probably in my 40s the first time I was actually admitted overnight for something. I had kidney stones. 50s. I don't know. I have no idea. That was a while ago now, the kidney stones.
Oh, God, don't bring up kidney stones.
They're the worst.
No
matter how much ice and warm blankets they give you, that doesn't help.
Mm.
They're going to have to, if that ever happens to me, I've told Rochelle, they're going to have to knock me out because I'm not going to pay. They're going to say, you're going to pass it, drink a lot of water. I'm not passing it.
They actually gave me morphine. That's how bad it was.
Wow. I'm just going to get up in a room and start breaking stuff until they put me in a jacket and sedate me because that's what I need to get through that experience. God forbid that ever happens. Please, Jesus.
That was, again, one of the cool, I figured out how long, you know, they have those things, the drips.
Yeah.
And you hit it when you're feeling pain, you push the button, and then there's a timer on it. Well, I figured out how long the timer was.
Yeah.
Well.
I get that.
And I did it. Brrr, go through. And then I wait whatever it was, 15, 20 minutes, whatever it was.
And this now concludes another fun, exciting edition of Robbie and Rochelle's Fun at the Hospital. Featuring Joe Nolan. Great. Came in today. Jack, working overnight. He's got all his Phillies gear on. He's ready to go. This afternoon, 2:10, opening day for my Boston Red Sox playing the Orioles. That should be doable. Well, I care, Joe. Am I not allowed to be?
No one around here does.
No, I think they do care because they care about me and they're interested in what I'm interested in.
No one cares about the Red Sox. The only thing around here, they get the Phillies, the Mets, and the Yankees. You get three other teams.
I'm not saying anybody's rooting for the Red Sox. I'm just saying that it's not that unusual for me to be a fan. I mean, if I was a fan of San Francisco, that might be unusual because they're so far away, right? And it's, let's see why it's such a big deal.
Because it's the Red Sox.
They're the enemy here.
And people hate the Red Sox. So, I mean, you probably irritate more people than make them happy.
Well, good. The Yankees have the best winning percentage, this will make you happy, of any Major League Baseball team since they founded in 1903. They have won nearly 60% of all games. The worst record in baseball, the Miami Marlins. They've won about 45% of their games.
That makes sense. And the Mets there for a while had lost like 10 in a row or something like that. but still, yeah, opening day. Great day. It's always one of my favorite days. Mm-hmm. Always one of my favorite days.
By the way, they're saying this could be the year for the Mariners. And the Seattle Mariners are the only current team in Major League Baseball that has never been to the World Series. That's a good fun fact, isn't it? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Not a chance, by the way.
Okay. Well, I got I got that betting site that I look at here. That guy Brandon Langdon's been on with us before. And he gives them 20-1 odds to win the series with the 9th best of all the 30 teams in the MLB.
Yeah, well, that's not that great. That's in the top third. You know, I mean, that's not that big a deal.
I know, but you look at a team like, you know, Rochelle grew up out in Michigan. You look at a team like the Tigers, they get zero chance. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's expecting that. So at least the Mariners
are still playing. The Tigers are still a team. I didn't know that.
Play today at 3:10. Tampa Bay Rays, baby.
You know, you Yankees fans are just vicious. Because, listen, I'm the first one to say Yankees, historic franchise, tradition. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the greatest sports franchises in the history of the world, no question. Mm-hmm. But I don't like them. I don't know why you have to be nasty about it, though. You know, I can show respect for your team even though I'm rooting for the Red Sox. Just not necessary.
It's just a rivalry. I mean,
and the captain, I mean, they're just nasty about it. It's uncalled for.
I get it because I know when you have a rivalry team, that's just how it feels. It's like a gut punch. You don't want to hear about it. You don't care.
If you're going to Yankee Stadium this afternoon with a family of four, expect to spend $312 on tickets.
Minimum. I mean, that's cheap.
Those are
the upper deck.
Right.
They do a lot of times during the week, you know, they have like $25 tickets, but...
Not today, for opening day.
No. And boy, you got to bundle up today. I mean, I know it's supposed to be sunny and 45, but you're sitting there for an hour, so you're going to be freezing your nose off. That's for sure.
You know, it's funny. I already have Yes on. I have it on. I'm watching a judge hit his 61 home runs again, 62 home runs again. So the Yes Network is on now already in my house. It'll be on all the TVs all day long.
Well, that's fine.
New York Yankee baseball, baby.
That's fine. But I'll be watching the Red Sox Orioles game this afternoon, and I don't care who knows it. So I'm not going to sit here and just listen to you go after me.
That's fine.
Well, anyone
who's no, I'm not going after you. I'm
no,
just
you are. You're being nasty like, about it.
No, I'm not. Just, you know, it's just, you know.
It's just stupid. That's all.
Yeah, it is. It's dumb. I don't know why you just get try to irritate people this early in the morning by saying going telling about the Red Sox opening day before the Yankees and the Mets.
I'm not
and
trying to irritate
the Phillies, and you do the Phillies before the Yankees and the Mets.
What I said was Jack had his Philly stuff on, and I'm interested in the Red Sox. It doesn't mean that. What?
Is that before you mentioned the Yankees or the Mets?
It was just the flow of, you know, I'm just here chatting. It's just what came out. It's not like I planned not to mention the Yankees first. I wasn't trying to slight anybody.
I mean, even Chernoff knows better. He's not going to mention the Red Sox.
I don't think Chernoff is a New York fan at all.
No, I don't think he is either.
We haven't really gotten into it, but he's implied to me that he's. I think he's a Cleveland fan. Believe it or not.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
His son is
but
part of the.
That's okay. He's not from here. That's fine. You're not from here either. That's fine.
I mean, I'm from an hour up the road. What's the difference? It's fine. I don't
know. I don't. I understand it. It's what bothers me. These kids who are Cowboy fans. How can you be a Cowboy fan when you're from New Jersey? You're a front runner, including our former governor. You're a front runner.
Yeah. Well.
You know, I mean, that's what it is. Pick a team. That's the other thing I can't stand. You're either a Yankee fan or a Met fan. You're not both. You don't root for New York. Yeah, you root for the Yankees or you root for the Mets.
Now, who irritates you more, the Mets or the Red Sox?
Oh, the Red Sox by far.
See?
Oh, by far.
It's just nasty is what it is. Are we getting text messages here yet with people chiming in on this?
Let's hear it.
Anything? 732-774.
No one cares about the Red Sox from Bob.
Oh, that's great, Bob.
Oh,
thank you, Bob.
He also sent you a photo of Jack Nicholson flicking you off. And,
that's a good job.
Kevin said, I'm a Cowboys fan. Go Yankees. Red Sox stink.
Well, you're half a front runner then.
Oh, we got a Phillies fan.
Go Phillies.
Now, why go Phillies? I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Can I say go Tigers?
No.
I used to have season tickets for the Phillies. I used to have the Sunday package for the Phillies.
Now, how
when my kids lived in Hillsboro, it was closer to get to the Philadelphia than it was to go to Yankee Stadium, and a whole heck of a lot cheaper.
5 minutes about how you're New Jersey born and bred, and that you're talking about going to the Phillies, even though you're a Yankees fan. I mean, that's just obnoxious.
Anything south of basically where you are Philly fans.
Fine, but that's not where you're from. You're a Yankees
fan. Hillsboro was, and the kids around there, it was right down the middle between the Yankees and the Phillies. A lot of the kids were Phillies fans. A lot of the kids, because back in those days, 30 years ago, when you got the cable TV, you got both the Philly and the New York stations when you lived in Hillsboro.
No, it's fine.
Just like in a lot of the cable stations, that cable TV down on the island there where we have the boat. We get both Philly and New York stations.
That's fine, but you've just gone on for 5 minutes berating me for not being a New York fan living...
No, that's not what I'd said at all. I am berating you because you started with the Red Sox game.
Well,
Who cares?
I'm sorry.
That's what I'm berating you about.
I thought people might be interested in me and my life. That's
not
all.
A soul around here cares about the Red Sox playing today at that dump they play.
I do got to tell you, I got a text from Mike in Barnegat. He's a Red
How
Sox
doing,
fan.
Mikey?
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate
He's a Red
that.
Sox fan.
That's fine. Thank you. You can come
Where are you
over.
From, Mikey? Mikey, you from around here?
He's from Ohio.
He's from Ohio.
Oh, but God, he lives here now.
Oh, God.
He's from Ohio.
I mean, what do you expect from Ohio? Jeez.
Well, he's a Red Sox fan.
I know, but I'm a terrible company. I hate Ohio.
Ohio.
Also said, you're going to lose some listeners if we keep talking about those Sox.
I'm not talking about them. I'm saying I'm a fan. It doesn't mean I expect you to be a fan. I don't know why, Bob.
See, I would have kept that under wrap. I wouldn't have. I would have been a fake phony fraud and go, yeah, Yankees. I wouldn't even mention the Red Sox.
I'm going home. I've had enough for today. This is it. I don't want to.
No, you just. I love it when the listeners side with me. It's great. I love it.
Well, they always do. I don't know why.
No, they don't always do.
I don't know what I bother for. Can we just do the traffic, please? I've had enough of this.
Yeah, sure. Fine. No problem.
And it's time.
It's he said. She said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
Forget the hospitals. Let's talk restaurants.
Okay.
Is there a red flag that you have walked into a bad restaurant? We were talking about restaurants earlier, and we really didn't do a postmortem on this, but we got a bunch of text messages. People curious to get behind-the-scenes details. Because I mentioned we went to a place, and it was, the food was amazing.
So good.
But the restaurant itself was kind of dingy, and like I said, the lady working there smelled like cigarettes, and we loved it. It was like going back to the 70s. It was like a trip back in time. It was kind of charming in that way.
Sure.
And I mentioned there might have been some wise guys and that sort of stuff in the parking lot. It's fine. But anyway, we get people going, was that this restaurant? I know what you're talking about. Uh-huh. Anyhow, what is a red flag that you're in a bad restaurant? Now, most circumstances, you go in there and the people smell and it's dirty. That's certainly a telltale sign that you're at a dump of a restaurant, right?
Yeah. For me, it's before I even get the food. If I sit down and the menu is dirty, there's food on the menu. They didn't take the time to wipe down the menu between one customer and another. That is a sign to me that I'm probably not going to love what's happening here because I'm going to be grossed out because I'm just like that. That's just how I am.
Now, you know, you would call me a hypochondriac, right? And hypochondriac, but you were the first to point out to me that when I get to the restaurant, we're going out, the first thing I do is go to the restroom. I say, I meet you at the table. I go wash my hands. This is before COVID. I was an innovator on this, okay?
You did,
But then I get to the table and order my meal. You know, you should have waited to wash your hands because you touched that menu. They don't wash that down. Now, maybe now they do because of everything, but certainly a couple years ago they didn't. And, I bet you everybody's getting lax about it again.
Yes.
So,
you know what? I've worked.
Think about how many hands touch those menus.
I've worked in restaurants and every restaurant I've worked in, we've wiped down the menu. So I always thought that was something you were supposed to do.
All right, maybe they do.
But I've gone to restaurants where if they don't hand you like a paper menu, something that they're throwing away when they're done, those plastic covered ones, they should be wiping those down. If they're not, what else are they not wiping down? And so that kind of grosses me out. I also think when the bathroom is a mess, and I mean like they're just not taking care of what they're doing. And so it just makes me kind of question whether or not the food is going to be as good as it should
be. Is the kitchen clean if the bathroom's not clean?
Right. And this is something your customers are going into. They're seeing.
They got that little piece of paper on the wall and they check off the last time they cleaned it and it was February of 2021.
Right. And so maybe that's judgy of me, but if I go into a restaurant and there's like gook all over the menu and stuff, I'm kind of just grossed out from then and I'm like, man, I don't know.
And listen, it might not be the end of the world, but I also know like when you walk in the place, they don't immediately, there's not a guy or a girl right there saying, hey, good evening, welcome to a restaurant. If you got to figure out where you got to go to get seated,
what I mean? Yes.
That's kind of stressful.
Mm-hmm.
What is a sign, a red flag? You're in a bad restaurant. You're about to have a bad dining experience. 732-774-4444. Maybe you got a particular experience you want to share with us. 774-4444. Call, text it in if that's easier, or Facebook it at 1071 The Boss. Those are coming up. Thank you for listening all day. Keep it on for Michelle. She arrives at 10. She got great tunes today. She got tickets for you. Go see Nancy Wilson of Heart at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Atlantic City. Plus, you could be the business of the day. And listen, you don't have to be in a physical office if you're just working from home. You got a group that you work for. Let them know. You deliver it right to wherever your laptop is, too.
Yeah.
So if you're listening at work, we like to know about it. We appreciate you having this radio station on. I tell a friend, need all the help we can get, that's for sure. We're doing our best to try and be the best radio station in this state. And that's only going to come with your help, so thank you in advance. He said.
She said.
Just underway. We do this every morning. We start at 7:50. Question today. What's a red flag you have just walked into a dump of an establishment, a bad restaurant?
Regina said dirty and sticky salt and pepper shakers.
That's a great answer.
Yes, it is.
And maybe it's from the cleaning product, but that tells me it's a crap cleaning product if the tabletop is sticky.
Not doing a good job. Text from 7660 said a long menu, pages and pages of food that don't really make sense or go together.
Well, that's every diner. They just give you 30 pages and go, if you can think of it, we'll make it for you.
I know.
So that's not necessarily a bad thing.
I know, but when you have like tacos and pizza on the same menu, as much as I love tacos and pizza, neither one of them are going to be made amazingly. It's just mediocre because they don't specialize in anything. It's frozen. It's all frozen food that they're just putting together.
You're probably right, but being the fatty that I am, I get excited. I get excited and thought of like, let me have tacos and pizza and sushi and a milkshake because I can, because America,
John said, if you smell freshly popped popcorn, but they don't serve popcorn, they're covering up something and I don't want to find out what it is.
Sure.
Some bars do that actually because they get sometimes in the back of the bar, they get a little bit of a dingy smell from the water, from all the cleaning, and then they're spilling alcohol everywhere.
Yep.
And so they pop the popcorn, and a lot of times they serve it there. They'll give it to you as an appetizer, but they pop the popcorn so you don't smell that kind of yucky water smell behind the bar.
Again, I thought I was a clean freak. I thought I was Monk.
Yeah.
But you pointed out to me that the people put, no matter how clean the bar is, people put dollar bills, coins down,
yes,
hands touching the bar.
Ugh.
And when they cut up the little the lime for your drink or whatever, don't put it in your drink. Just squeeze it and put it away. And I never thought of that.
No.
And I do it, and I never mean to, because it's such a habit. And I go, oh, boy, I hope the alcohol. Yeah. Luckily, I'm drinking some pretty strong drinks, so.
It'll be fine.
Hopefully, it kills any problem I got there, but.
Hey, Robbie, how you doing, bud?
Good morning, Ray.
Rochelle nailed it. Basically, the cleanliness of the restaurant tells a lot about what's going on in the restaurant. Yeah. Specifically, the match when you walk through the front door. If it's just dirty and disgusting, grungy, I just walk right out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's why a lot of people just go to the same place they know, because they know it's good. You know, you don't try a new place. Hi, it's the boss.
Hi. I don't like it when the cutlery is dirty.
Yeah, that does happen. Sometimes you get a glass that's got a little spotlight. You never get a like a wine glass that's got lipstick imprint on it?
That's gross.
That is nasty.
Well, the knives and forks aren't, like, clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got prints all over them and stuff.
It's like, well, I see the last guy had the steak. Okay.
Gross.
Maybe you got a specific story for us. You have a bad restaurant experience. What's the red flag you're in for a bad restaurant? 732-774-4444. Lines are open. How do we get on that topic the other day when I said I'd like to live out on a farm or something? And Joe says, yeah, you just go to Brick. They got farmland and cows out there, too.
Yeah, they do have cows in Brick.
You don't have to move to Nebraska or something to...
No, you don't have to go very far at all. Yeah.
I think I would like that remote life. I know you people laugh at me when I say that, but I really think so.
Yeah.
I mean, you would be fine with the remote life, as in never seeing people again.
It'd be the work on the farm, right?
Right. You would never, never work on a farm, ever.
That's hard work.
So if you just lived in a secluded area, that's different than wanting to live on a farm.
What if I was like Scarlett O'Hara and I just lived in the big house and then I had a staff of people cooking for me and doing everything else. That's probably a bad example, huh?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably a really bad example.
I just remembered what that movie was about.
But, yeah. So that's
probably not, well done.
That's not what I meant at all. I just meant if I lived in... All right.
Yeah, well done. That's good.
Also, I'd like to point out that I already do cook and clean for you. So while you don't live in a big mansion,
I assist. Don't I help sometimes? I vacuum and dust.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I'm not bad. I did my bathroom the other day. Did we talk about that? I was on my hands and knees scrubbing the bathroom and doing the sink. That was pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm. You did a good job.
All right. You know, here in the traffic center, there is a bathroom, and I'm the only one who ever uses it.
Hmm.
And I can always tell, and it's attached to the laundry room here in the traffic center. And one day, today, I came down, and there was the tidy bowl stuff, you know, the stuff that squirts underneath the rim.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yep.
That was sitting on top of the toilet.
Yes.
That sends a clear, direct message from Marianne what needs to happen in that bathroom.
Yeah.
So, I love that.
That's so passive aggressive. I love that.
Oh, yeah. It was great. It's great. And I did. I laughed. I said, okay.
I love it.
By the way, just for the record, so I'm not canceled, what I was trying to say is that I would be a Southern Belle.
I know what
you're
saying.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd be, I have the vapors. That's what I was trying to say.
I get it.
And Scarlett O'Hara was the first when it came. I wasn't trying to say something political, okay?
I know.
Because I know people start texting. It's not what I meant, but...
I got it.
Suddenly I'm Imus over here. Oh, my God.
You want to be a princess is what you're saying.
Well, yeah. I mean, people call me that all the time. I think I would like that farm life. I really do. Fresh eggs?
Yeah, no.
Fresh milk would be great, as long as someone else was doing it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Right. Right.
Well, the kids want chores. We'll pay them for that. Go milk the cow.
Right.
You want money to download that app? Go milk the cow, and Dad will give you a few bucks.
I can't
go
even
milk the cow.
I can't even get them to put their milk cup from the table to the sink. So I doubt they're going to go outside and milk a cow.
No.
You know, and you know what? Even further, like in this house, when the children descend, the children are all in their 20s and 30s now.
I was going to say,
they put their cups and glasses and everything in the sink.
Oh.
3 inches, literally, to the left. I measured it once. To the left of the sink is the dishwasher.
Mm.
3 inches.
Joe,
why can't you put it in the dishwasher?
Joe, I'll do you one better.
I know what she's going to say.
What am I going to say?
She's going to say that I don't even put them in the sink. For some reason, I have this bad habit of putting dirty dishes next to the sink, but not in the
sink. Next to the sink.
I know.
Which is on top of the dishwasher. So he's putting them on top of the dishwasher, essentially. Yeah. Can't get them in the sink, though, next to the sink. I'm like, just put them in the sink.
Or in the dishwasher.
I'll put them away.
So I double screw up.
I don't want you to touch a dishwasher because you don't do it right. So I
see, now that's another thing.
And that's fine. I own up to that.
Now you've touched a hot button.
No. Listen, Joe, I own up to that. I will absolutely say, I don't do it. It's okay. I'm not going to be mad if you leave your dishes in the sink. That's fine because I want to put them away. I'm not going to ask you to do that. But at least put them in the sink. But there is a proper way to load the dishwasher.
Right. Well, no, it doesn't matter. You could dump stuff in the dishwasher on top of one of it all gets clean. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but they don't dry properly.
Right. They're still wet, and then if you pick up a dish, the water falls on the floor. I have that, and she sucks it loading the dishwasher. She makes it out like she's good at it. Every time I unload the dishwasher for her, I spill water all over the floor because the bowls fill up. You stick too much stuff in there all at once. So don't give me a hard time.
You're saying I suck at loading the dishwasher?
A little bit, because if the bowls are full of water.
You put pots and pans on the top rack of the dishwasher the last time you loaded it. Are you kidding me? You put the good knives, all the pots and pans. I'm like, what are you doing? I suck?
Great.
This is a hostile work environment is what this is.
This is awesome.
I've been Joe attacking me about being a Red Sox fan. I got her attacking me about what I do at home. I'm sure I got angry text messages coming in. This is all going to hell. I don't need this.
If anybody attacked anybody, you attacked her.
Right.
Yeah, I guess I did say that.
Yeah, you did.
Well, it's true because especially Rick's, the cat's little bowl, is always filled with water every time I unload the dishwasher. Spilled everywhere.
That's because it has holes in the bottom of it because it's meant for an animal. It's not because it's wrong. It just fills up with water.
This is great.
Fantastic. Also, Joe, we've got a text that says, can you ask Joe where in Brick cows are? Because I've worked here for 30 years and I've never seen a cow.
Yeah, where are they, Joe? Tell everybody, smartass, where are they?
I don't know. They're there somewhere. I saw them.
He was just looking to put me in my place, talking out of nowhere.
I'm sure there's a cow somewhere.
Thank you, Texter. Finally.
Brick is a big place. There's got to be at least one cow in Brick.
It's Nolan 4, if Robbie not, 1. This is like River. A baseball game right here. Come on.
It's right next to Tom's River. Maybe there's some. I get confused when I'm driving around out there.
Tom's
exactly
River is a city.
Sometimes.
What are you talking? There's no cows.
So is Brick.
Yeah, but they do have some. Now I'm on the defensive again. Now I'm on the defensive again. Our he said. Is wrapping up here. It's a red flag when you walk into a restaurant. You get a sign you're about to have a bad restaurant experience.
Text from 1290 said, not busy on a holiday, Friday, or Saturday night.
Yeah, there's something wrong with the place. Not going to make it. Now, when you're busy at 11 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday,
right?
You got a friendly local establishment.
Yeah. Chris said, pictures of the food on the menu, 9 out of 10 times, it's gross.
Hmm. You know another thing I liked about that place we went the other night that was very old-fashioned? That's probably not sanitary, but it was kind of charming to see again, is I got the tray with all the dessert on the tray.
Yes.
And they're like chocolate cake from 5 years ago.
Yeah.
It just sits on
just
that tray.
Display. It's not like they handed you that cake. It was just a display to actually see it.
I mean, that is the chocolate cake what a guy is in the box when you go to the wake. You know what I mean? Like, it's not the way a cake is supposed to look. It's clearly made up and preserved. You know what I mean?
And yet, we ordered a piece.
It was freaking delicious, by the way. That's what I mean. It may be a little weird, but it's good.
Text from 7312 said, meows coming from the kitchen.
Jesus.
That's so good.
Yeah. My folks tell a story. When they first got married, they went on a vacation with my grandparents, God rest their soul, and they went to this fancy place in the islands. You know, fancy, like a tiki bar kind of place. Yeah. They said halfway through the meal, my grandfather just got up and went, I'm going to get some fresh air. They're like, what do you mean you're getting fresh air? We're in the middle of the meal. He's like, yeah, I'll be back. Never came back, right? So they finished the meal. They paid the bill. They're like, what the hell's the matter with you? And he went, you take a look up in the raft, loaded with rats up in the rafters.
No. He didn't say anything to anyone?
Nope.
Just got up and left?
Just get up and left, went for a walk until they finished their meal. He didn't want to ruin everybody else's time. But mother was like, oh my God.
I mean, no.
it's like 55 years ago. She still tells that story.
Well, that's horrifying. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. This is why she's like,
didn't tell anybody. He just left.
Rochelle will be at dinner with my folks, and she said, we should go on a nice vacation. We've been thinking about going to this place. She's like, I wouldn't go down there.
Oh, yeah.
They have rats. And homeless people, it's disgusting.
She's got lots of travel stories.
Maybe in 1971 it was like that, but I think they've built a couple of roads since, you know? Line 3, hi.
Wait, the way I judge a restaurant is when you first walk in to see if it's clean. You can see when you go into their little waiting area. Yeah. And then the smell of the place, too.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
I mean,
the smell.
Sure.
Oh, man.
You ever send one member of your group into the restaurant, then they walk back out, and they're going, nope, we're not going here. Got to find another place.
Oh, yeah, that's happened to me a couple of times. Yeah, sure. And another thing that turns me off at restaurants, if you do go in, is the service. The lack of service.
Yeah.
And the attitude. My wife and her sister went to a restaurant once, and they left the tip, and the woman came out and says, why'd you leave me that much? Mm. Why'd you leave me more? And they said, well, the service. That's why.
Yeah, that's...
The woman came out of the restaurant questioning them.
No class. Yeah. No class
that
at all.
That place went out of business anyway. That's the story.
I got to tell you something, Bill. I wouldn't mess with you. It's our super fan, nope. Bill. Yep. Don't mess with Bill.
No.
All right. We'll keep it going on to Facebook. You can text us every anytime. We do check these even after the show. It's a red flag. You're in for a bad restaurant, bad meal. 732-774-4444 at 1071 The Boss on all the socials. Thank you.
1071 The Boss. $5,000 in your hand.
Yeah, let's play for the money. Hi.
Hi, The Boss. How are you?
I'm just fine. I like being called The Boss. That's nice.
Oh, I bet you do. I bet you want to be called Daddy, too, right?
Oh, my gosh. Listen, there's children for the love of God here. Probably not. What's your name?
My name is Holly.
Holly. Can I call you Holly? Does that work for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, where are you listening this morning?
I'm in West Creek at West Creek Outboard, where I work my husband's business.
Oh, very good. Well, thank you guys for having us on at work. I'll tell you what, you're already qualified for $5,000, $5,000 in your hand.
I'm so excited.
And you can attest, you know, the other radio stations do this thing where you get a text to win and then you play a national contest. You can tell everybody that you're calling this radio station. I picked up the phone and you qualified for the $5,000. It was just that easy, right? You're really from where you say you are in West Creek, right?
Well, we work in West Creek, but I live in Little Lake Harbor.
There it is. There it is. Let's see how much money we get in a free money machine here for you just for getting through. This could be anywhere from $100 up to $500. So let me fire this thing up and see what happens here. And we got a 50.
I have everything crossed. It's all 50, crossed. I'm ready.
100 and here. All right, you got $200, Holly. Nice going.
Oh, that's fabulous. And I just want to tell you and Rochelle that you guys ever want to stop at our house in Little Lake for coffee, you're very welcome. You guys just rock.
Holly, tell them who is Jersey's free money radio station, will you?
107.1 The Boss.